You are now tuned into Sesh Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the lead programmer of Sesh Radio, Flex Carmichael here. We have some very unfortunate news. Our dear brother and friend Chip Kipperley has passed this afternoon. And, you know, we're all going to mourn for him, but we're gonna listen to this tape like he would want us to. Remember the good times. Because that's what he would want. Rest in peace, Kip.
My name is Chip.
We're gonna miss you, buddy.
We're going live in 3, 2, 1.
We're going to go ahead and pass this over to my man. He's a new intern here. He's going to be taking over, and he's going to tell you guys what's going on with the weather. Go ahead.
How's it going, everybody? This is Gavin the intern, testing out and trying the new equipment we have here at Sesh Radio. I'm getting the hang of things. A lot of knobs, a lot of stuff. I'm not really used to equipment like this. Hold on.
Do you hear me?
The sound is completely fucked up. All the inputs are fucked. Gavin, what? What input is Gavin?
Sorry. We are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by for paid programming too. Please stand by for paid programming too.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your patience. We're gonna bring you a new record from Ricky Agogo called The Countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2.
Now play Ricky Agogo Countdown.
And let me tell you like this, I don't care if you move the bricks. I pay no mind if you trying to speak. You ruin the lives of everybody you meet and everybody you don't. People down the street turn your neighborhood into a place for creeps. But soon you will see how to make the beat. When it's time for you to meet them, you forever asleep.
I'm drowning out.
Coming soon to Sesh TV.
Alright, man, in and out, man. No casualties this time, alright?
Yeah. Just keep the car running. Man. I'm going.
Give me all the fucking money or I'll blow your fucking brains out.
Hey! Mm-hmm. Down here. How you doing, tough guy? The name's Roach.
Tough guy. Get on the fucking ground, scumbag.
Coming this winter, it's the insect with all the moves. Roach, Private Eye. Cockroach Detective.
Hello out there. You are listening to the swing.
So meaty.
The Swank Hour with
already okay. It's getting early. Caller, you on the line?
Hey, am I on the air?
Yeah, you're on the air, man.
Oh, okay. Hey, this is Roy out of Wichita.
How's it going, Roy?
And, hey, how's it going, Bonham? Thanks.
I'm doing all right, man. I'm doing all right. You?
Glad to be a guest. I have to tell you, man, my son called in for some advice the other day, and I didn't really appreciate the advice you gave him.
Well, maybe you should have gave him the advice, mother...
I mean, I don't know why he called you and he didn't call me. I don't know, man, but maybe...
Get the hell off my line.
Okay, fine. I'm
playing around and whatnot, man. Next caller, man.
Hello? Hello?
Man, get the hell off my... Get off my line. Somebody getting fired today. Didn't I tell y'all to get him off my line? Playing around, man. For our next segment, we gonna do a growl favorite. You know what to do. Call in. Ask me what you wanna ask me, and I'm gonna give you my honest opinion, because damn it, that's the only opinion I give.
Father and bro, long time listener here, man. Hey, check it out, man. If I ever see you, man, I'm gonna shit the bed all over myself, bro. I swear to you on everything, bro. Anyway, I really appreciate what you're doing out there in the States and all that. And again, you got a big fan base out here, believe it or not, bro. I mean, Father and bro, the bro. I really appreciate that. That segment, man, we don't have that type of slang out here, and it's really catching on, bro. Like, I talked to my comrades, and the other day, I swear to God, bro, they said, and I thought about you, and...
You got 3 seconds, man.
My for today is fucking, you know, when you first meet the girl, and then she wants to, you don't know who's gonna buy who lunch, man. You know what I mean? What are you doing at that event? What do you do? You know what I mean? I know what I would do, but what would you do, bro? Thank you.
Listen, first of all, I don't even go on dates, man, so that's a boom. And secondly, you know the rules, man. Make it quick and to the point. No long-winded explanations and run-on sentences. All this extra hibbity-hoop. My time is valuable. And you all know that, so why am I... See, look at you. You affecting me now, man. I'm pulling one of your moves. I'm all out of whack. So I'm gonna go ahead and call it a night. It's always a pleasure. FM. Signing off is your host, Fondling Good, and I'll see you next time, baby.
And now a word from our sponsors.
Down to the ground, pussy!
Oh, no!
You're a fucking maggot if I've ever seen one. Get your ass up! Up! Disgusting. You're looking like some sort of pussy. Come on now. I need you to go up, down, hold it, up, all around. Act like you got some peaches in between your legs, boy. Come on.
I remember my first day. I was on the other end of that. Coach rolled me so hard I threw up. And then I had to clean it up. Because that's what lackeys have to do. You have to start off at the bottom of the food chain and then climb up like me. Now the guys help me with forms, and I'm one of the fellas that were drinking muscle milk. You don't believe me? Here's a word from the guys.
This is Brad.
And this is Travis.
And together we run Iron Gains Gym. When I met Travis 4 years ago, Travis was a disgusting pig. Am I right, Travis?
It's true, I was a disgusting pig. And when I met Brad, he turned my life around. I couldn't even get a girl to look my way.
And now, you're bumping uglies with at least 5 chicks every night, right?
Every night. I can't keep them away.
If that's not motivation, then I don't know what is.
And if I can do it, you can do it.
So come on and join us at Iron Gains Gym. Right off the South 95 Freeway, 3 easy payments of $7.95, open 23 hours a day, call 714-818-3292. So come and join us, tell them Brad
and Travis
sent ya.
Rest in peace, Kip Chipperly. Heaven gained another angel. Good night, sweet prince.
Hey, it's your guys, me the BG here. I teach you guys how to cut some waffles with smoothie. So yeah, what you do is you get the batter and you put it in a waffle maker by Stash Corporations. And, yeah, you put it in there, you wait about a good 5 minutes, let it steam up real quick, take it out, and then you got some clean crisp waffles. Yep, nice and buttery, ready to go in your mouth. So yeah, if you need any more tips, you call here at Sesh Radios, and the number is 333-333-3331. So yeah, now take it back to Rick here for more smooth sounds on Sesh Radio.
$10. You can use it to burn in your house, or you could burn it in your backyard, or you could burn it in your car. It should be an easy decision. You have no choice but to come to Woodley's Logs, right around the corner.
For your local forecast.
Hey guys, Drew Donahue here with the weather. Just want to say that it's good to be here right now. All across the board, it's pretty hot, man. So I hope you got your sun cream. I hope you're
you're in the shade, and just try to stay cool out there. You know, what I like to do when it's really hot is I just like to sit in the house, boom that AC, you know, and just make a few phone calls, call my friends and family, and say, hey, you know, how you doing today, man? And then, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time. Like I said, it doesn't matter where the hell you are right now. Excuse my French. It's just hot, man, you know? Wow. It's a scorcher. I've never seen anything like it in my 30 years of weather. You're probably wondering who the hell I am. Never heard of me, but get used to me. I'm the guy now. Rest in peace, Kip. Chip Kippley was his name, I think.
No! We have fucking backlights right now. We didn't say to do it. You wanna fucking do the thing right now? We'll do the memorial right now. Kip was a great friend of mine. You have anything you'd like to share? We gotta pass the fucking shit on the studio. We'll do this later.
Well, how's it going out there? It's Billy Van Robinson from Sesh Radio. Just want to say thanks to all our listeners out there tuning in. Hope you have a stellar Tuesday afternoon. Before we carry on, we got a good friend of mine here today to show you his company's new product. Say, Robert, why don't you fill him in?
Well, Billy, I'm here today to talk to you ladies and gentlemen about the best and strongest truck nuts on the market today. We call them Uncle Ricky's Swangin' Stinkies, and they'll be available at practically any store you go to. Make sure you pick them up, because these babies are just beautiful. We got green, blue, yellow, chrome, red, and now, real tree camo nuts. So go get you some. And thanks for having me on the show, Billy. Appreciate you.
Hey, don't mention it, Robert. It was nice having you. Now we're gonna return to Sesh Radio. Thanks, everyone.
Silence that we are going to
indulge in for our brother Kip.
Thank you for listening to Sesh Radio.